Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I would like to take this moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
To fully appreciate Tre'Davious White as I wear his jersey on the live stream this morning. You're hanging out in the break room, watching just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. His career should be over.
Yeah.
He played on two teams last season. The Bills had to release him because he was not what he was. And that man, on an island yesterday.
Stepped up.
Stepped up is the understatement of the century. Mm-hmm. He had three defended passes. He locked down everybody. And that final play happened because Tre'Davious White got a hand on the ball. He's playing out of his effing mind. Mm-hmm. And I love him.
Never give up, Pat. Never give up.
Legitimately never Remember give that, up. Pat. No, I'm dead ass serious.
See that property over there? Buy it. Make money. See, Landon, I'm not making it anymore. Never give up.
You're hanging out at the Breaker Brunch, just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we're trying to scrounge up Fates, but it's going right to his voicemail.
Look at your generation.
He might be in the air. They are flying back from Jacksonville this morning, and the kid is always making himself available for us, but that's okay. We'll keep trying.
Right.
But there is a little thing going on that I would like to talk about.
What's that?
All right, so the one thing that is great about NFL football is that it is everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this coming weekend, there will be four games over 2 days. This weekend was absolutely awesome. Every game spread out the way that it was. All mm-hmm. of the games, we'll see what happens tonight,
yeah.
came down to like the last 2 minutes minus the game last night. The thing that sucks about that,
what's that?
No longer do you get to clear out the 1 o'clock or the 4 o'clock on Sunday to watch football. And that has led to a problem. The Bills are going to play on Sunday at either 4:30.
No, Saturday.
Oh, excuse me. Yep, thank you. Saturday at either 4:30 or 8 o'clock at night. And you may already have things going on in your life.
I'm sure you do.
So when
Saturday
you,
night.
So when you are not in a space where Bills fandom is appropriate,
mm-hmm.
where you can sit and concentrate on the game, how do you take this game in?
You got to do it on your phone.
No.
The easiest way is no.
Okay. But you're saying like it's better to not take it in at all?
That's not what I'm saying either. All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's the situation I'm in right now. My daughter has a hockey tournament in Boston this weekend.
Yeah. All right. So you're locked in. You got
to
go.
I'm going to Boston. Everything is all thing. All right, so she has a tournament game at 4:30.
Ooh.
Right when kickoff starts at this rink. If the game is at 8, I'm golden. I can go find a Bills backers bar in Boston. We can watch the game, all the dads and moms and kids, and we can have the time of our lives. If this game is at 4:30,
yeah.
I will be at this rink. And I've never been to this rink before, so I'm not sure if there's a bar to watch a television. Even if there is a bar, I have to be in the rink. So I told you guys my idea.
Yeah. It makes you look like a lunatic.
I don't think it does.
Oh, I've never seen this ever.
All right. Here's my plan.
Yeah.
If the Bills play at 4:30,
uh-huh.
when we get to Boston on Friday night, I am going to go to Walmart. I'm going to buy like a 40-inch television for like $150.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my Roku stick with me.
All right.
And I am going to plug this television in at whatever rink she is playing
mm-hmm.
and watch the game while she is playing. Because a divisional round playoff game is far too important to watch the game on
You're
going to
look like a homeless person that found $100.
I don't think it's going to give you the experience you think it's going to because you're going to have distractions.
Yes. Where
now you stand out and people are going to have questions.
And can you do that?
Who's going to stop me?
You got to find
the guy that owns the rink says, get this out of here.
The guy that owns the rink's just walking around the rink.
Hey, I'm James Rink owner. You get that TV out of here
Johnny
right
Rinks.
Now.
What you think? It's so arrogant.
Yeah.
And only men
uh-huh.
just say, I'm just going to plug a TV in here.
Yeah.
and turn this into my living room, this public space.
Explain to me.
How are you going
to
watch that and your daughter?
You can't.
The odds of you finding a spot where you could put a TV and see what your daughter's doing on the ice are pretty slim.
Because it would be inside the rink, inside where you sit to watch your child.
You got it, yeah.
So that means you had to be up near a wall to plug it in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you have to position yourself, to Kimmy's point, to see it.
Yes.
So you're going to either stand up in a corner and look at it.
Yeah.
In the middle of, like, people trying to move around and do things.
Okay, so first of all, I think you guys are underestimating how many parents will see that I have the TV and join me. Like, I'm dead-ass serious.
Oh, my God, look at this guy with this cool idea, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
He brought his own TV.
I don't you guys have been crushing
me. Because you have a phone, just look at it on your phone.
No, a divisional playoff game is far too important for a phone watch.
Oh, my God.
Thomas,
you're serious.
I'm dead. Bro,
you
I
can't.
Am,
bring your computer. Watch it on your laptop.
The screen is too small. And if I, no, so here's the thing.
I got bad eyes. I can see.
I brought my laptop to a game they had on the road.
Perfect.
To watch the Bills-Saints game. And here's the problem. If it was just for me, it would have been perfect. As soon as the laptop came out, all of the parents started surrounding me, and we were all shoulder to shoulder, and it just didn't work.
So you're going to get a TV.
Yeah.
Unbox it at a rink.
Yes.
With the styrofoam and the packing material.
Yes.
And then hook it all up.
Uh-huh.
Put your Roku in there.
Yeah.
And then set it up. By the way, what are you going to do with the box? And
all right, so here, I thought this through. Here's my plan.
Have you?
All right, here we go. Either I go to Walmart or I have Amazon deliver it Saturday morning to the hotel we're going to be in. I have an extra hockey bag, a giant one. I will get the TV.
They can't take a 40-inch TV?
Yeah.
That's a body bag.
Yeah, no, these things, yeah, I can fit in my hockey bag.
Oh.
So I'll empty my hockey bag.
When we get started.
I will put the TV in the hockey bag. I will carry the hockey bag in the ring.
Doesn't look weird.
Doesn't look suspicious at all, just a guy with a bag. And then, yeah, plug it in and go.
Hey, maybe you can do a kettlebell workout in front of it while you're doing that and have it all done.
Can somebody please call and back me up that this is a brilliant idea?
Wow, the phones aren't light enough to back you up.
Oh, funny you said that. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Scott. Hey, Scott, how are you, buddy?
Duffy, I had to do this exact same thing. My daughter was in a gymnastics regionals in Boston, and the Amherst were in the do-or-die playoff game. And I had it on my tiny little phone, and I had headphones on, and they scored. And I jumped up and screamed, and about 1,000 people just gave me these dead stares.
But think how much cooler you would have been if you had a 40-inch TV, Scott.
I never would have thought of that. You're a genius, bro.
Thank you.
And it's got to be on the floor.
I'll get feet for it. It comes with feet.
The feet are like this big.
I don't care. I just need to see the screen. I don't care. Look, man, I love my kid, and I will do anything for my kid. But you have to give me wiggle room as a father to do this.
You're going to be that. That's going to get talked about, not in a pleasant way.
They will remember me throughout
history. Oh, yes,
history.
They will remember. It'll be at both their weddings, graduation parties. Yeah. It'll be brought up multiple times at your funeral.
I'm telling you right now,
yeah.
If I do this, I will be the most popular dad on the hockey team for that 3-hour window.
Sometimes you don't want to be the most popular dad, you know?
I'm doing this.
Sometimes you want to be the invisible dad.
Look, it's not
the quiet dad.
It's the quiet dad?
The quiet dad.
Tonight on the quiet dad.
I would also
nothing
think
on CBS after Marshall and Fire Country and Country Fire.
I'm excited for Water Country.
I would think, though, with all the other stuff you got going on, because, again, this is like your kid's event.
Yeah, sure.
If the game's not going a certain way, it's going to take all your focus off of whatever else, what you're supposed to be paying attention to.
I wonder if they'll even let you in a rink with a box.
A giant TV.
Because they have security and everything now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're going to look like...
It would be strange.
Like, what's in the box, man?
What's in the box?
Open a TV. And what are you planning on doing? Watching? No.
All right, so we'll go with the hockey
bag. What if they won't let... You're still going to have to assemble it and open it up.
Sure, yeah.
They may not. You may get tossed.
Okay. Then oh no, I have to leave.
Oh, then you're the dad that got tossed for bringing his own TV.
And then you've got to
BYOTV.
You got to lug it all the way home with all her equipment and everything else. And it's a pointless TV. You don't even need it.
So you can always use an extra TV. By the way, I will donate that TV happily after we're done. That's
okay. That's nice.
There's my little universe.
You need to use it again.
There
who
you
knows?
Go. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Look, if this is stupid, give me a better idea.
It's not stupid, it's embarrassing.
Who cares? Who cares? There's no such thing as embarrassing when it comes to fandom.
No. I think you've reached it. I think you've actually tapped it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Looks like Fates is in the air, so we're not going to get him today. But I do have a situation brewing on Sunday. My daughter has a hockey tournament in Boston. We're leaving on Friday right after the show. The Bills play on Saturday. If they play at 8, we're golden.
Yeah.
We are golden. Their games are over. They have a 4:30 puck drop on Saturday. If that happens,
yeah,
I will be buying a cheap TV at Walmart, 40-inch TV,
yeah,
sneaking it into the rink, plugging it in with a Roku stick, and watching the game on the floor or somewhere while my daughter is playing in her tournament.
Perfect.
Let's talk to David. He's on CMF. Hey, David, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm all right, man. Been listening all morning. Do good. Be good. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Hey, don't do it, dude.
Why?
I'm telling you right now, your answer is Paramount Plus. It's the only way I can. I'm in Montana. It's the only place I can watch the Bills, right? I listen to you guys online. I watch the Bills on Paramount Plus. I have kids, too. I was in an arena yesterday watching it on my phone on Paramount Plus, and at one point I was two hands in the air going, yeah! And I got the "what the F are you doing" look from my wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was quiet. It's a rodeo. It was quiet while they're watching their kids do their horse performances, and I made an ass of myself in the arena, according to my wife.
All right, but here's the thing, Kevin.
I'm a Mafia fan, so I was good with it.
All right, here's the thing, Kevin, all right? And I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart, and I mean this, right? You're a great dad, Kevin. Or, I'm sorry, David. David, you're a great dad, David. And you do so much for your kids. They do rodeo, man. That sounds expensive. Right?
Wait, so
but
your kid
more
was...
boring thing to be a spectator at.
Okay, fine. So all you do for your kids, you wake up every morning, you break your back.
Montana.
Or, I'm just saying, okay. For you to look like an ass in a room of people you're never going to see again, who cares? Your wife's got to eat that one, man. She's got to wear it. This is your day. This is your team. You do what it takes to enjoy your experience, David. You feel no shame. Do it again if you have to.
Hey, I'm with you.
Amen, baby. Come on,
Tre'Davious
David.
Tre'Davious White was the MVP of the game yesterday.
Preach.
I watched every minute of it.
Yeah.
Made a fool of myself. I don't care. I don't honestly care what my wife did.
Yeah, Dave!
And my kids got to face all those other kids the next time at the arena, and I'm that douchebag sitting in the stands.
David, they think you're a douchebag anyway. Just go with it, buddy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, and I don't care either.
Thanks for the call. There goes David. You just don't get it because you're not a sports fan.
No, I don't get the fact that you have a convenient way of watching this, but it's too small for you.
Bro, it's a divisional game.
Well, it has nothing to do with the size of the screen.
Here's the other problem, and I'm dead ass when I say this. If we go phones, every parent will be on their phone watching it.
Okay.
And they will all be at different points of the game.
But just seems so inconvenient.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
I think the phone, though, might be faster than the TV.
Well, no, but I'm saying if I have the TV out, nobody's going to need their phone. We can all watch the game together. If everyone has their phones out separately.
But it only takes like one person to be cheering before.
I'm just trying to think like where you're going to set this TV up where everybody's not going to be standing in front of your TV or walking through.
You can walk. I get center shot. Everybody is welcome.
I get center
shot. I have paid for this TV.
I'm gonna bring your like pop-open chair or whatever you call it. Chair.
I'll be standing because it's a divisional game. I'm also going to bring some street chalk, and I'm going to draw a circle on the floor.
Where you can stand.
This is my area. Everyone else is welcome around it.
It goes so well.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, you say phone. Kimmy, could you watch this
phone
game
on a laptop?
Could you watch this game on a phone?
I could watch this game on a phone.
What about a laptop? Laptop's like a small television.
Yeah.
Laptop's like a small television.
It's like a 20-inch TV.
20-inch? What do we?
It seems much more convenient
Amish?
To just set it on your lap.
Don't we watch the Honeymooners, buddy?
Right to the moon, Alice.
That's right.
Right to the moon. Remember that great show where he constantly threatened domestic violence against his wife? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Kevin. Hey, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Good.
Kimmy? Tommy?
Yes.
Lance? How long till after the game when you leave your family?
Say that again?
How long till after the game when you leave for your other family?
My other family? What, you think this is a bad idea?
What happens when your daughter scores goals? She asks you about it.
I'm right there. And they got Live Barn, which is the thing that records all my daughter's games, so even if I miss it. See, here's the thing. I'm heartbroken, Kevin. I had to work yesterday. You know, I was at Bill Gray's watching the game. My daughter scored. She had a game at the same time yesterday.
Oh.
And it was at Brockport, so it's like the one place that doesn't have the camera. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, the Live Barn?
Yeah. So, I mean, Kevin, you got kids, my friend?
Yes, I do.
How many kids?
Five.
How old are they?
Five.
40 down to 26.
All right, and here's the thing. You broke your back for those kids. You sacrificed. You put them through all their things. You paid.
He's got no money.
And you know what? You know what, Kevin?
But
they don't appreciate it. Even as adults, they look at you. They go, look at this old man. They buy you socks.
Well, I know they don't.
They buy you socks for Christmas. Like, oh, he's an idiot. Oh, look at him. Thinks he knows everything about everything. Well, you know what? You could have been watching games, Kevin, instead of soaking in their things that they didn't appreciate, and you're yelling at me. We're on the same team, Kevin. How dare you?
Yeah, you know.
Kevin, great call, buddy.
I don't think you sold him on that.
No, I think I just defeated him. I think that's what happened. Don't worry about it, Kibby. No, we're good. We're rolling here. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It blows my mind.
What's that?
Well, we do live in amazing times.
Yes, we do. Like, the convenience of these things now is incredible.
100%. Like, there, it wasn't that long ago where the only way you'd be able to take this game in was with a transistor radio.
Yes.
Right? Watching your kid play sports. Which is why my dad never came to my stuff when the Bills were playing.
Yeah.
I have vivid memories. And here's the thing. I don't even blame him for it. I played Vince Lombardi football. It's like Pop Warner, but lower. For the Gates Stallions when I was like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the games were always on Sunday mornings. And my aunt would have to take me to all my games.
Oh, my God.
Because if the Bills were playing at home, he was going to the game.
What happened to your mother?
She was going with him.
Oh.
That's when things were good.
Oh.
Okay. As far as I know, I don't know. I was just a baby. Who knows? Like, Kimmy,
yeah.
I know that this stuff matters to our kids. And you know me. I rarely miss my daughter's stuff, right? But if your dad were to do this when you were a child.
Well, my dad had one of those portable TVs. We couldn't go grocery shopping because he'd have the big antenna on it.
Okay.
And he'd be watching whatever game was on a Sunday afternoon while grocery shopping.
Okay.
Is that embarrassing?
Yeah, it is.
You would, as a grown person, if your dad did what
I'm pretty sure he probably took it to kids' events, too.
Okay, so you would understand it now, right? Grown up?
Yeah, but do we want to be our dads?
No.
It's not that I want to be.
Shouldn't we have learned from their mistakes?
But I don't.
I think you've got to look at how is this going to age.
Yeah.
With that, what I'm doing, how is it going to age?
Well, the TVs, they're constantly updating the technology.
So true.
The TV's not going to age well. You know what I mean? Again.
It's just that whole thing of you walking in with a TV.
I know.
This is
I know.
Hysterical.
Your daughter's going to be mortified.
She won't know. She'll be on the ice.
She's going to see you walk in with a TV.
I'm going to put it in a hockey bag.
Oh, my God.
Two, five,
if you have to hide it, it's probably not a good idea.
That great.
Look, I'm not ashamed. You guys are the ones saying I have to hide it. I wasn't going to try and hide it. I was just going to walk in with
March
the whole.
March in with it.
252-WCMF again. My daughter has a hockey tournament in Boston this weekend. They have a game at 4:30. If the Bills play at 8, we're golden. If the Bills play at 4:30, I'm going to need to find a way.
You got trouble.
We do it. Right here in River City.
Mm-hmm.
With a capital T and then another V, and I'm bringing it into the rink. I'm going to buy a TV at Walmart Saturday morning in Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm going to walk it into the rink, stick a Roku stick in, find a plug, and we're going to watch this Bills game while our kids play hockey.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm telling you right now, don't do it.
Why?
There's nothing more important than your daughter out on that ice. Mm-hmm. I don't care if a plane crashes.
Sure.
She's the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
Here's what happened to me. I was working and filming my daughter's dance recital. Well, during the whole dance recital, I'm filming her away, doing everything. We get back home, show the film to grandma, and she looks at me, and everybody else looks at me and says, who the hell were you taping? That's not Brianna.
What were you distracted by?
My work.
I see. Well, that's different. That's like cat, that's like no. Harry Chapin never did a song about watching the Bills. This is a totally different thing.
No. You can pick up the game afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not doing that, Brian. But thank you for
the
call.
Pay attention to your daughter. She'll never let you down. If you let her down, she's never let you forget.
Bro, I'm driving to Boston. There's three other games I'll be watching. Shut up, Brian.
Or don't do it at all.
Shut up, Brian. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest
100%.
Of the day. All right. So he brings up 100% or don't do it all. Pete writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He's got another option.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Fake illness. The night before, say you feel funny. The next morning, really pour it in how sick you feel. Wife and kid go to the game without you. You are home free to enjoy the game.
Oh, so you stay at the hotel?
I got to
watch. He's already there.
Yeah, we're in Boston. So.
You'd have to be really sick, though.
Yeah. You know, Greg's got might have a better idea.
All right, what's Greg saying?
You've seen these portable projectors?
What's
He said, your mic's off. He says, portable projector to watch a Bills game at your daughter's game.
So you project it on a wall?
Yeah, you can project it on anything, really.
How big is it?
You can make it as big as you want.
No, yeah. the projector.
Oh, they're like that
they're
big.
They're kind of
I could put that
clunky.
But no, have you seen the technology lately? They're like that small now.
So you would need
they're expensive.
Access to a blank wall.
Yeah.
Where you could watch it without impeding anybody else walking around or working.
Well, you know what could help? You want to come to Boston and we'll just play it on your forehead?
Hey, don't make me the problem here.
Look at James Cook go. He's gained 120 yards on one play because Tommy's forehead is that long.
I hear it could go all the way on your mom.
Bro, your wife would appreciate this idea.
No, she wouldn't.
100%.
Why?
Because she's a diehard Bills fan.
That is crazy.
Any means necessary. And like, here's the thing. Even all the guys that are criticizing me, writing me on social media, all this stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
If that TV was there and you were at your kid's event, you would wander over and watch that TV. And you would.
Yeah, because I'll let you take the hit.
Okay.
I get.
Look, man, I'm here to take the hit for everybody else.
Well, it makes you a great lunatic.
I understand that there are wives that would not let their husbands get away with this. And I agree with you that my wife is not going to be thrilled with this idea.
Is your wife going?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. But I think I've built up enough goodwill being, you know, decent dad, where she can be mad at me for this, but I can get through it. I think we can fight through this.
You're going to pay a price for it eventually.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's tell you what. We've been talking to a lot of dudes.
Okay.
Why don't we get a lady's perspective?
Okay, I'll leave.
252-WCMF. Michelle's on CMF. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Michelle, what do you got for us?
Listen, I'm all for it. I have no issues with that. We had a couple years ago, my son had a soccer tournament, and it was FIFA World Cup.
Okay.
In between those games, we had a TV in the back of our car hooked up with the game on, and everybody, I mean, it worked out that it was between games, but still, all the kids, all the parents, everybody were around this TV in the middle of nowhere with watching the World Cup game.
I thought you got in trouble for paying attention to the World Cup. Because who the hell watches the World Cup?
Well, no, it's big, bro.
While your kid is playing soccer.
Well, they're into soccer.
Yeah, they're into soccer, dummy.
You're into soccer. Well,
let's see what Paraguay's doing today. It's usually countries you can't even find on a map.
Bro, the World Cup is in America coming up.
No, we're talking like World Cup finals.
Yeah, we're about to
finals.
It was World Cup finals.
All right, so.
So it was huge, and it was fine, and I would do the same thing, and I 100% think that if you have that, you will be the most popular person there, even though you're in New England territory.
Yeah, whatever. What are they going to do? Stupid. Learn how to pronounce your R's and then come talk to me. How about that?
But I would just call the arena and ask if they're going to have it on, and if not, plan it. Just do it.
Okay. Michelle, thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.
Well, the game will be on because it's the only game at that time.
Yeah,
so that game will be nationally broadcast.
If they have a bar, we'll be good. But again, even if they have a bar, the bar
has
to...
Not the same.
No, I'm fine watching it in the bar. The bar... has to have window access to the rink that my daughter is on. And that's another problem. You're laughing. Look, this is a serious thing.
Or you could just watch her play a game.
I'm going to. Bro, they play 70 games a year.
I know.
And I love watching every single one.
Except for this one.
But the Bills, no, I'm going to watch my daughter's game. I will also be watching the Bills game. If any hockey parents have been to the New England Sports Center, I could really use your advice on whether or not I'm going to need this TV and how it's going to lay out. Because now I'm getting help from a bunch of dads that are writing me.
What are they saying?
Eric writes, love the initiative. Better go there and pre-plan before you buy. Other dads are suggesting to get an extension cord to make sure I could put it wherever I want it to go.
Yes. Because they like that too. Public buildings love when you show up with your own TV and extension cords.
Yes,
they start turning
calls.
It into your house. They're going to throw you out, man.
Bro, great. Then I get to go watch
the
game somewhere else.
Fire hazard here.
There can't be that many available outlets. Like, I'm thinking you think you have this setup in mind that isn't even going to be possible.
When that picture shows up on social media, I want you all to apologize to me.
Are you getting arrested?
When everyone's smiling
by the
and
bus
we got
and
the
PD?
Game. Boston PD. They're pretty level-headed, right?
Oh, yeah.
252 WCMF again. We'll take one more call. My daughter's got a hockey tournament in Boston this weekend. If the Bills play at 8 o'clock, we're golden. We can go to a bar, all the hockey families, and watch a game. It'll be fun. They have a puck drop at 4:30, which is the other possible start on Saturday. If that happens, and there is no bar where I can see my daughter's game and watch a game at the same time, I will be going to Walmart Saturday morning. I will be buying a cheap 40-inch TV. I will bring my Roku stick with me. We will go on Paramount Plus on the flat-screen TV. We will plug it in somewhere in the rink, and while my daughter is playing, we will watch this game. Dan's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, what's going on?
Hey, how are you this morning? Go Bills.
Go Bills!
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. We're men. I got kids. I'm married. You know, we're going to get in trouble anyway. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, this is our year, and you don't want to be the one that says I couldn't miss it. We do enough for our kids. I agree with you there. And if you get dirty looks, and if you get, like I said, you could do anything to get in trouble. So you do what you got to do. Bills Mafia all the way, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
This is a pep talk.
If Dan was running for president, I'd vote for him right now.
I would love to talk to Dan's wife.
Dan, are you married, buddy?
He said he's married.
How long? I'm divorced, but I was married 18 and a half years.
Damn it, Dan! Lie to me, Dan! Lie to me, Dan!
I'm divorced. Yeah.
Dan, thanks for the call.
You know what, stand up.
Though, but we have to do what we got to do. I mean, this is our year, and you don't want to be, you don't want to miss your daughter's game, for sure,
mm-hmm.
You know, yep. But if you miss this because of it, think of the repercussions there in your mind.
Amen, brother. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It's happening.
Divorce, Danny.
It's happening. Look, of all the stupid things I've done in my life, if this causes me to get a divorce, it was going to happen anyway.
Mm. Yeah, but you've got to shift it and do, like, because you used to do cool, funny, fat guy stuff, you know?
What does that mean?
Everything you did. But now you're just doing, like, embarrassing dad stuff.
Yeah,
because yeah,
he's not embarrassed. It's more embarrassing for his family.
No,
kettlebell workouts in the parking lot of a road hockey game.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
I thought
you could pick one thing. You shouldn't do all those things.
I'm dead ass serious because I came up with this plan as soon as they told, like this morning when they released the 4:38 o'clock. I thought when I told you guys this in the commercial break this morning that you were going to be like,
"Yeah, genius. I know." I don't know why you thought you were going to get that reaction.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
man.
I thought you were going to be like, "Wow, you're a really forward thinking guy, Pat, and handsome, and a great
brilliant.
Dad." Yeah. Mm. Well, don't mind me while I become the most popular hockey dad for
all
the
right.
Rochester Junior Amherst 16U girls hockey team.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, let's take a break. Flu season is never fun.
Oh, no. It's right? But misery.
We find a way to get through it.
Yeah.
This year is specifically bad because we are no longer dealing with flu season. We are now dealing with super flu season.
Historic flu season.
No, it actually is.
Super flu.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So look, it's not breaking news to anybody. There is something going awry right now that is putting people on their asses.
Yeah, yeah.
Story in the DNC talks about this new strain of influenza, the H3N2, sometimes referred to as the super flu.
Yeah.
Which, according to the story, people that have gone to the hospital and been actually tested has become the most reported flu virus this season.
So you have to go to the hospital with some of
these cases? No.
I mean, if you, it can get that bad.
Oh, yeah. There are people that die from the flu.
Well, usually they're like my age or like little kids.
No, you're right. You're right. But, you know, again, the idea is stay away from folks when you have it so it doesn't spread to the folks that could actually die having it.
Yeah.
So we are seeing historic hospitalization numbers from this flu, which is not good. But what makes it worse...
What happened now?
Normally, the flu will last a couple of days to a week.
Yeah.
They've been seeing with this new strain, these flu symptoms lasting up to 2 weeks.
So it's just not going away.
Look,
it's
lingering.
And it's the same flu strain, or are you getting the flu multiple times?
So I'm not seeing anything about people getting it twice. It seems like once you get it, you're good.
Well, you know what's good about the flu, though?
What's that?
You'll drop 10 pounds immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking at...
Not in a fun way.
You're in hell.
Losing 10 pounds is never fun.
No, you're right.
But if you could just do it laying in bed watching Netflix and just drinking fluids... That's the worst.
Being in pain and discomfort.
I bet you the average American, you get this, you lose 10, 20 pounds.
Okay, it sucks.
Looking good.
You got it.
You come out of spring looking good. You'll have a kind of a tan from the fever you had.
Kimmy, you got it when we were on vacation.
Well, I had the stomach flu. I don't know if that counts in this strain, but yeah, I had a really bad, probably one of the worst stomach flus I can ever remember. I could not eat for 3 days.
So I had this right after the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Where you guys saw how bad I was in that situation.
When did I have it? Oh, yeah. Never.
Are you really going to tempt fate right now?
I know. Seriously.
Everybody's getting it, man.
Speaking it into existence.
Everybody is getting it.
Not me, baby.
Okay. Oh, I can't.
I'm the Iron Man. Hey, you know I am.
Not me.
I can't come into work today. I got the super flu. My neighbors told me I talk like this because I got the super flu.
What makes it even worse?
What's that?
So we know the symptoms are bad. It also seems to be more contagious than a standard flu. As we speak,
it's spreading faster.
32 states in America have high to very high flu activity.
Okay.
New York is in the very high section. Just 2 weeks ago, we haven't seen recent numbers. We broke a record for reported flu cases in the history of Rochester.
Empire State, baby, number one. Number one.
And what really sucks about this
What's
is
that?
It feels like there's no way to avoid it.
No. No. I mean, because you're going to have to go out and see people.
Yep.
Yeah, you unless know? You work from home.
Unless you're somebody who can stay pretty isolated in their lifestyle. The only... Which I guess we kind of are talking to somebody that does that.
No, I mean, it's so funny. He says it's the liquor, but it's really just you not
you
doing
anything.
Anybody.
His worker.
Like, the only way it feels like you can avoid this is if you have no outside hobbies. Check.
Mm-hmm.
You have no kids.
You don't have to go into work.
Yep, check. And he only sees us during the day.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you work...
I don't walk around even in here like you do.
You don't walk around even in here.
Like you do.
Like I do. I stay right here in my chair. But what really sucks is, like, let's say you do work from home.
Yeah.
Let's say you have no outside hobbies. Mm-hmm. If you have kids... It's just a matter of time. Mm. It is just a matter of time before one of them disease bags brings that in your house and you are on your ass where they're like, where's the chicken nuggets?
Yeah. But is what I am hearing a lot of people that went and got the flu shot that are still getting the flu and they're pissed.
Well.
And I know it's supposed to be like, if you get the flu shot, it's not as bad.
Exactly.
And but look, you can't explain that to somebody that's suffering. You know what I mean?
Look, I can attest, man. I had my flu shot scheduled for the day after I got the flu.
Yeah.
There's that saying, flu before boo, like get your shot before Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was November 2nd. I was supposed to get it. I got the flu the day before.
Oh.
And oh my, it was an effing nightmare, man. I'm telling you, I've never been that sick in my life.
Did you enjoy the break, though?
No, bro.
You can't. There's nothing about it that you enjoy. Like, you would rather be doing anything else.
Body chills.
Body
liquid.
Chills. It's when you're just... spending
miserable.
The night in the bathroom.
Well, you had
the worst.
You had the pukies.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you were
it's
in
like,
that
it's like you can't even breathe.
Yes.
You're just in pain.
I will say this. I would rather have the trots than the pukes.
Oh, no.
Oh,
give me the pukes.
Oh, no, I don't mind a good squirt. But, man, throwing up like that, because it's exhausting. Because, like, when you throw up, it's like chopping wood. Like, if I just got to sit and drain ass, I'm fine.
Well, no, that's because you don't have a solid core. You know, my core, I could puke all day, no problem.
Oh, is it because you do kettlebell in parking lots on road trips?
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay pukey so you don't got to get pukey. 252 WCMF. We're talking about the super flu. I mean, everybody knows it, man. Everybody, if you haven't had it.
You know somebody. It's like cancer. You know somebody that's been affected by it.
Well, except cancer isn't contagious where this one is. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Luckily, I'm not sick, but my kids have had this for 2 weeks.
Well, hey, thanks for bringing him out to Bill Gray's yesterday.
Hey, no problem, man.
Did he really?
No, about that, actually. My younger daughter thought, like, oh, I don't like Pat. He's weird.
Which is weird because you're her dad.
Exactly. I mean,
great, kids got taste.
My older daughter thought you were actually pretty cool. So.
Well, that's
the one you got to keep an eye on.
Yeah. No, so they actually had fun. But, this flu that's going around, dude, it sucks so bad. Like, I don't know.
All right.
Hot take. Flu sucks so bad.
Wait, no, but it's the opposite.
This just in. Flu sucks so bad.
No, but it's the opposite of your take, which is flu makes you
look
hot.
I know.
Want to get hot? Get the flu. Time if you lay.
Drop some pounds. Looking good.
Ben, great seeing you and the kids yesterday, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So I feel bad for Ben. Just real quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Many reasons I feel bad for Ben, but what?
Well, Ben lives all the way out, right? And we're out in Chi-Lai, so it's a hike for him to come out, but he writes
He's
me.
He's like at Walworth or something?
Something like that, out in 315. So he writes me yesterday. He goes, hey, I'm going to come see Bill Gray's. I'm going to bring
you
my girls.
All the way, wow.
And I've never met his kids before. I'm excited, right? We know Ben, nice guy.
Sure.
So he drives all the way out. I hadn't seen Ben. In fact, people were asking, does Ben come here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. Nobody asked. Yeah. But I go to use the bathroom. If you've been to the Bill Gray's in Chi-Lai, there's the bar in the back, which is like loud and big.
Yeah.
And then there's the actual Bill Gray's restaurant, which is a quiet Bill Gray's
restaurant.
That's
where the bathroom is.
Yeah, so I go to use the bathroom. There's Ben sitting there with his two kids.
Oh.
He drove all the way out to watch the game and hang out with his kids. It was so loud, the girls were like, oh, it's too loud. I can't handle this. So he drove all the way out to eat a cheeseburger at a Bill Gray's in Chi-Lai and then go home. Oh. Luckily, I saw him when I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I washed my hands right after, thank goodness.
Well, that's good.
Bringing.
You should always wash your hands after handling Ben.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.